Hi there. You're listening to a special Other Side of the News dispatch from Something Offbeat. Every weekday, our host Mike Rogers does the special Other Side of the News feature on KRLD 1080. Now you can find them here in the Something Offbeat podcast feed.
I'm Mike Rogers with the Other Side of the News, and when you talk to a guy who's obsessed with Chick-fil-A, the way Dan Limbin is, it's the obvious first question. How was lunch today?
It was good. I had a nice little 8-count fruit cup and half diet lemonade, half unsweet iced tea.
There you go. Dan, who lives in Philadelphia, says this all started 5 years ago when they changed his hours at work, so he got off every day at lunchtime.
And I was like, Chick-fil-A's on the way home. I'm just going to go there. So then I would go through the drive-thru of Chick-fil-A every day.
And the days turned into weeks and then months, to the point that Dan figured, maybe I'll go for a whole year eating at Chick-fil-A every day, except Sundays, of course. But we'll get to that. You never thought about going anywhere else?
No. Something about the sauce just got me.
Just kept pulling him back in, to the point that now the years have started piling up. 5 of them now. Dan, I'll bet everybody knows you when you walk in that door.
There are a lot of familiar faces.
Afternoon, everybody.
Norman?
As for traveling, well, that can be a problem. Dan says he once had to leave a bachelor party to keep his streak alive.
I was like, guys, I gotta go. If you want me to pick you anything up, it'll be an hour cold. But I got to leave this just so I can drive 40 minutes one way, eat it in the parking lot, and then drive back.
And, of course, I guess the big thing with Chick-fil-A is this is a six-day-a-week thing. You can't go on Sunday.
Yeah.
He doesn't sound too happy about that, does he? So what do you do on Sunday?
Like, I've gotten Popeyes on a Sunday before a couple times.
And in case you're wondering, yes, this is an expensive habit.
Yeah, I was looking into it a little bit. It's been somewhere around $5,000 a year.
And that's just for the food.
I've gotten their puzzle. I have their sandwich pillow, which is huge. Their pickleball sets.
You know, Dan, there's a fine line between being loyal and being obsessed.
Yeah, the line's definitely starting to get a little more blurred.
Thank you so much for listening to this special Other Side of the News dispatch from the Something Offbeat podcast. You can subscribe to us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.